101.77 HOFM. Mick and Anna, we're 100% Hobart, and we have a very special guest with us.
We sure do. Look, a month or so ago, I saw a Google ad come up on my Facebook page. It was a Hobart businessman, Mark Lasek. Now, Mark is the founder and CEO of Dynamic Welding and Engineering out here in Moona. Mm-hmm. I was intrigued by it because the ad went into Mark's prosthetics and the business and everything else. So we've got Mark in to have a talk to. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Mick and Anna.
Hi, thank you for coming in today. Look, the video that Mick is talking about, how did that come about? So Google got in touch with you, did they?
Yes, well, look, after my accident, I tried a lot of things and I was having problems with getting function at that point, but I got onto a ancient prosthetic arm. It was a First World War arm. It was called the Cairns Artificial Arm. And I did a lot of stuff online on the internet, and they were following me. So they rang me and said, "What you've done, Mr. Lasek, is beyond our wildest dreams, and we'd like to come to Hobart and do a video on you, promotional video." And I thought, "Well, no, this is a radio crazy call." but no, it wasn't. And they turned up with three movie producers, and I felt like I was a star for a day. But look, it's really helped our business, and it's a very inspiring story.
Mm. Can I go back one step, Mark, and ask, how did you lose your arm? What happened?
Look, 13 years ago almost now, I was headed up the east coast of Tasmania, and I was taking building materials up to do a building job. To cut a long story short, a truck connected with me. There was no, I didn't have my arm at the window or anything like this. It was a freak accident, and the tray of a very wide truck came through the windscreen pillar and impaled my arm, bounced off my chest, impaled my arm on the pillar of the ute. I can't remember anything, just waking up in hospital, and apparently my heart did stop beating. They jump-started me, and I've still got a very good memory, and here I am, and larger than life, and I'm refusing to accept that I'm disabled in any shape or form.
Good on you.
Well, it does show you riding your bike in the video, which is amazing, which you've got different types of hands or even a hook that you can add and change, obviously, for when you need them. That hook is really quite something. When you first had the accident, were you provided with a prosthesis from the hospital? What was going on that prompted you to search out something better?
Yeah, well, look, I did go to the local prosthetic clinic, and I'm afraid I was too much of a challenge for them because they're not used to very high amputation like myself, and most people at my level, which is extremely high, I've only got about 4 inches of humerus bone left, they give up wearing a prosthesis because they can't move their shoulder, so I sought out new things. I saw something on the Discovery Channel, and I found osseointegration in Sweden, and that's putting a titanium bolt in the bone coming out through the skin. I went to Sweden, and I had it done, and against all medical advice, it worked very, very well.
Mm.
Yeah, you're a sort of market leader in everything you touch, you aren't you, really? I mean, well, look at Dynamic Welding and Engineering. I went out there last week, and to see some of the work you guys are doing out there is quite unbelievable, too. With your laser cutting, you can virtually cut a photograph of someone into steel, from what I could see.
Yes, that's true, Mick. We do a lot of reverse engineering of photographs, and, yes, I'm lucky I've got a son who's an engineer. He can draw stuff up real quick. And virtually while the customer wakes, we can. We also do a lot of artwork for museums, Mona. It's very exciting to do practical stuff and stuff for artistic work as well.
Yeah, it must be.
So are you getting people contact you from all over the world? I imagine you would be, particularly after the Google promotion. What you're doing seems obviously quite unique. Tell us a little bit about some of the people that have been in touch.
Oh, look. Sometimes the fan mail just runs thick and hot. But, I was invited at one stage by the US military to Washington, D.C., to Walter Reed Hospital, to a conference on bolt and bone osseointegration. And I've become a bit of a celebrity in the US and a bit of a legend in my own lunchtime in Hobart. But I still prefer Hobart, and it's quite good for business. If you lose your arm by accident, you make the most of it. You don't sit in a corner and feel sorry for yourself. I've got a responsibility towards my family and all my employees to keep the business going, and it makes me try that little bit harder.
Mm.
Beautiful. Well, Mark, what a... You are definitely a Tasmanian hero. There's no doubt about that. That's why we decided to get you in here and just show this to everyone, what can be done. You know, you might be down, but you're definitely not out. And if people want to say hello firsthand, go out and say hello to you guys at Dynamic Welding and Engineering.
Yes, that would be great. I'd welcome any inquiries about reverse engineering, that little technical job that you may need to do. You can also talk about my almost 4 million hits. Now, how many Tasmanians have got 4 million hits on YouTube?
Not many, I imagine. So what's next? I imagine that you're always tweaking and working on your prosthesis. What are you currently trying? What's the goal for you at the moment? Have you got something in particular you're working on that you really, really want to achieve?
Yes. Well, look, I'm working with the University of Melbourne on robotic control. I'm also getting in line for a new nerve implant. Oh, my control system is my own invention. It's suspenders that I keep my trousers up, but also I lift my shoulder and my left shoulder and my hand works. I lift my right shoulder and my elbow works. Mm. So it's unique because at my level, I can't use the conventional setup. So no one could find a solution for that. So I found my own solution. I get stuff on eBay. I modify it, and I also work with scientists in Melbourne to try and get a better outcomes and make pathways for other amputees.
Mm. That's absolutely fantastic. Well, look, we're going to get that Google ad, and we're going to put it up on 7HRFM's Facebook page today. So if anyone out there wants to have a look at it, it'll be there on 7HRFM's Facebook page. True Tassie hero, guys.
Mm. Thank you for dropping in, and thanks for all the amazing work you're doing. I'm just quite fascinated with what you've able to grow and build for yourself while only having one arm to grow and build that. It's quite spectacular.
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about the last 13 years. It took a while to get back on top. A major trauma like losing your arm, your right arm, your dominant arm, very short.
Mm.
It takes a bit of bouncing back. But especially in a place like Hobart, which is a little bit of a small town syndrome at times, but we all love it. So, look, ultimately, I don't know where this is going to lead, but it's a very, very exciting journey.
Absolutely.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Mark Lasek, thank you. Dynamic Welding and Engineering.
Mick and Anna.
Thank you.
You're heroes.
Thank you.